Sotheby's has named him the Warhol of his generation. And once again, Tyler Shields' work is on display in Cincinnati. He joins us here in the studio to discuss Fairy Tale, his new exhibition at the Miller Gallery. Tyler, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How does it feel to be called the Warhol of your generation? That's a pretty big title.
It is. And it's funny, you know, hearing you say it, because obviously when you read it, it's different than hearing somebody say it. So it's obviously an honor and a crazy one at that.
Were there artists like Warhol that inspired you to pick up photography, or any contemporary or historical photographers that you took after and took inspiration from?
Sadly, no. Nobody inspired me to pick up photography. There was a girlfriend who I had who cheated on me with a photographer. I took a picture when I threw all of her stuff out, and that was how I started photography. But obviously then once I was kind of doing it and I was making a living at it and I started selling work, you know, I remember selling something and it'd be like, oh, this is, we're going to put this next to our Warhol, or we're going to put this next to our Avedon, or we're going to put it next to our Basquiat. So I started then researching and really kind of understanding kind of more who these people really were.
Yeah, do you still have that picture, that first picture
that
you took?
I do, yeah.
Oh, wow. Is it framed or hanging up or anything?
You know, I've only ever made one print of it, and I know the person who bought it. And they bought it for, I believe it was $75. So
so before you became a photographer, you were a former professional inline skater.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners might not be too familiar with that sport. Tell us about that. How did you get into that?
Yeah, so I grew up 5 minutes from the largest and oldest skate park in the world called Kona in Jacksonville, Florida. And I turned pro when I was 12. And then I just started traveling all around the world skating. For people who are listening who don't know, it's the vert ramps. Like, it's the X Games and, you know, you're jumping over stuff and you're doing backflips and all that type of stuff.
Now, I do have to ask, just because there's a movie filmed here in the early 90s.
Oh, about Seth Green is a very good friend of mine.
Oh, get out of here. Yep. So you're familiar with Airborne, then?
Of course. Every rollerblader knows Airborne. And Seth and I have a joke that we tell at parties when people ask us how we met. I say that I was his stunt double on Airborne.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
One of the other things I've read about you is that you had started promoting your work back when MySpace was the dominant social media form. Do you still see social media today as a valuable tool for promoting artwork or for promoting creatives?
Definitely. I think it's obviously very important. I also think it can be very detrimental now. When I started on MySpace, social media was, you know, nobody was trying to use it for that. Everyone was like, you're crazy for trying to promote your stuff on it. But now I think we've come to this really interesting tipping point where people are so self-conscious about, will this get likes? Will people like this? Will I get, you know, more comments than I got yesterday? So now people are crafting their work based on what they think will work on social media. And I think it's very dangerous.
Interesting. And you've got some incredible, well-renowned, beautiful work. When you're out, just kind of out and about, are you still shooting with a regular camera? Do you shoot with your phone at all? Or do you mainly reserve your social media just for showing your dominant work?
Yeah, so as we were talking about before, I love making little time lapses and shooting little videos when I'm traveling and stuff. Like, obviously, I love the tram at the Cincinnati airport. But, you know, I remember the last time I went and just walked around and just took pictures, I was in Paris. And I remember I got back and I was showing my girlfriend the pictures. She's like, these are incredible. What are you going to do with these? And I was like, nothing. There's nothing I can do with these, because if I had a show of them, it would be so weird, because it's nothing like what I normally do. And so I was like, okay, like, I'm just gonna chill on the walking around taking pictures for a while.
Well, in terms of what people normally expect from you or what you're known for, what can visitors expect to see at the Fairy Tale exhibit?
Yeah, so there's a fun mix of stuff with this. Some images that were incredibly difficult to pull off. You know, there's one with the girl with the lion. So we had a real lion. We built a set in my backyard. She's holding her hand out maybe an inch away from a 600-pound lion. So that one was tough to pull off. There's two cars implanted in the sand in the desert. That was another one. And it's an interesting collection that kind of ranges different parts of my career.
You've got all this work with these really dynamic scenes that at times might seem absurd. You know, not everyone's sitting next to a lion.
Sure.
The one with the alligator eating the alligator purse, things like that. Where do these ideas come from, and how do you see that process through from idea to execution?
It's funny because it'll be like, somebody's going to give me this Birkin bag. And then I'm like, could I get a lion or could I get a gator? And then I'm like, yeah, okay, we found a gator. Okay, now can we get the gator to bite the bag? Because you don't know if, you know what I mean? Like, you have no control over an alligator. So it's like, okay, can we get it to bite the bag? And then I talk to the trainer and they're like, there's a 50% chance it'll bite the bag. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll take the chance. So then we go out, we do it. I think a lot of people outthink themselves from these things, whereas I'm just like, let's just do it and we'll figure it out. Same thing with the lion. Originally, they were like, oh, no, you're not going to be able to get within, you know, X amount of feet of the lion because he's too dangerous. And then by the end of the shoot, I mean, she's holding a steak, you know, next to it, sitting next to it, like an inch away from its mouth while its mouth is open.
So you kind of just get to go with the flow and experiment while you're in the moment.
And then there's ones where, like, you know, we blew up the Rolls Royce. Obviously, we knew we were going to blow up the Rolls Royce. It was just a matter of, like, we've got one shot to get this.
Where does the title of the show come from?
So Fairy Tale is a series that I'm currently working on. And that was the idea with the lion and with, you know, the girl kind of flying in the air, walking off the chair, and just some of these. I wanted to create just kind of a very fairy tale kind of series. I had a pair of exact replica ruby slippers made, and we made a yellow brick road, and just kind of these cinematic fairy tale moments.
And I don't mean to minimize it or kind of make you sum everything up into a short sentence, but sure. Having looked at your work online and seen some of it on gallery walls before, it's something to be experienced. And what do you hope people who come to the show or view your work, is there anything you want them to take away from it or any kind of message?
No, I mean, I definitely think you nailed it there. It's, you know, all of this stuff that I make, I definitely don't make it for Instagram. Obviously, I share it on Instagram, but it's made to be seen in the print, in the size that it's printed in. And that's when you really see, you know, the detail. And, you know, these photos are shot on film cameras and they're drum scanned and they're blown up into giant prints. And, you know, a lot of work goes into it, which none of that matters on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know,
very true. One of the things that I had read in the press release that the Miller Gallery had sent us is that death waivers are occasionally signed on set.
Yep.
Is that, can you explain that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I've had everything from, you know, an airplane flying a foot over someone's head while they're running through a cornfield to the gator, to the lion, to fire, to blowing things up. And so, yeah, you know, you have to get people to sign death waivers. Although there's only been two times I've ever had to sign a death waiver. for my own shoot.
Oh, wow. What times were those?
I had to do it for the lion. And then when I was doing the underwater series, we were shooting in this big, giant kind of tank. And I free dive. So I can hold my breath for 6 minutes underwater. And they made me sign a death waiver. Just like, you know, if you're down that far, we can't get to you. We can't rescue you.
Oh, my God.
So
were you nervous at all?
No.
Pretty experienced.
Yeah.
What kind of cameras are you using when you're doing all this?
So my main camera is a Hasselblad. So I use two different Hasselblads. One of them is like a 503 CW, which is like, that's like the camera they used, you know, when they went to the moon. The old classic.
Yeah, the one that was strapped to their chest.
Uh-huh. So that's kind of the main one I use. And then I use a H6, which has a 120 film back on it. But, you know, I'll use the 8x10. So I use a Deerdorf 8x10, a Toyo 4x5, and old Rolleiflex. I've got a 62-year-old Rolleiflex.
So you're doing all this with film?
Uh-huh.
Film has made such a comeback.
Yeah.
I shoot with a lot of 35mm. Mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed it. There's a lot of photographers, mainly on Instagram,
right,
who are kind of getting back into film culture.
Yeah.
Do you think film still outpaces digital in terms of quality for fine art?
I do. I think for, you know, I have done many tests where I'll put a digital photo and a film photo next to each other, and 10 out of 10 times, somebody would say, well, I'd buy that one. Oh. And again, you might get more likes out of the digital photo, but every time I ask somebody, which one of these would you buy, every single time they pick the film.
How do you get that developed and processed? Is that something you do yourself? Is that part of your artistic process?
Yeah, I have a big lab that does everything for me. So I do the dip and dunk developing, and then I have a whole process. So I don't really do much 35. It's all medium and large format. So we get very, very fine detail on it. I mean, with the 8x10 stuff, we'll run like, this is a quarter of a stop, or this is 1.2.8 of a stop, and you know, it gets very, very technical. So I have a master who handles all the developing of everything. And then we do drum scans, which are the kind of highest optical view scans that you can get, where I can print an 8x10 up to I mean, basically as big as you want.
LA is your home base,
that's
correct?
That's right, yeah.
So in addition to this amazing photographic work, you've also published two books, and you directed the 2015 film Final Girl.
Mm-hmm.
What's next for you? I mean, what's 2020 going to bring?
Yeah, so I'm working on a movie right now that we're just in the, we're in talks for, so we're going to figure out the cast for that. And then I'm working on some fun stuff with Sotheby's for next year. And yeah, we'll see. There's some other things that I can't quite talk about yet, but you know, there's a lot of fun stuff coming.
One of my final questions, I mean, we've talked a little bit about social media and sharing on a gallery wall and things like that. With the way cameras are on phones and so many more younger people are getting into photography and things like that, what do you, an aspiring photographer, what would you want them to get from you or get from your work?
Yeah, I think if my work can give somebody who wants to take pictures a bit of fearlessness, then I've done my job. So many times I meet people and they're just scared. I don't know what to shoot. I don't know if I should do this or what if I post it and nobody likes it. And, you know, there's so many questions that prevent people from just doing the thing. And if you don't ever do it, then it'll never get done.
Well, my guest today has been photographer Tyler Shields, whose exhibition Fairy Tale is currently on display at the Miller Gallery through the end of December. For more details, visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Tyler, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. I'm Ronnie Salerno.
Stop and remember.